Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You might have Tarik Skubal on the hill, but the Guardians have Gavin Williams on the bump tonight as well. That's a voice of Jim Costa of The Ticket in Detroit. And I think you can hear, like, whereas I think you're hearing a lot of excitement, a lot of energy in Cleveland, I think desperation is, I don't even know, hopelessness might be the more of the word that you're hearing coming from Detroit. It almost seems like they don't believe, or they no longer believe, this team can pull the nose up on this and save a playoff spot.
Yeah, they see the train coming down the tracks, and they're helpless to get out of the way.
Yeah, like, listen, this is recency bias. The Guardians, every game, because of the way the first 140 went, you got to prove it every day that you can keep up what you're doing, specifically with your starting rotation, who has been, dominant isn't even the right word, otherworldly.
Yeah.
Over the last, and it's the bullpen as well. At the same point, like, there are three outcomes for both teams. There is winning the Central, there is securing a wild card spot, and there's missing the playoffs altogether. Up until the Detroit series, I thought the last one was the most likely for the Guardians, even though I was hoping for one of the other two outcomes. Now, I'm watching Detroit play, and I'm like, well, the thing you're doing really well is the thing they're not doing, and they're not built to do because they didn't invest in this offense in the offseason. I think their most likely outcome is now being out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that is wild to say, because I think Cleveland is going to win this series, even if they don't win tonight. I think Boston's going to win that series as well, because I just think Boston's a better team right now than you are, too.
We're agreeing way too much today.
I agree.
Maybe this is your birthday present.
Well, I see. I think what's happening is you're agreeing and then disagreeing, and then you flip flop back to agreeing, to where it's like, you've neutralized me in a way, because, you know, if I get the sense that you disagree, I just keep pushing at that to see, all right, where do we disagree? I think you've learned that if you just tell the rhinoceros, I disagree. No, I agree. But wait, on that same thing, now I disagree again. You've confused me. You know that I'm a primitive ape. And that you have somehow cracked the code on how to confuse me enough where I'm like, I don't know how Daryl feels, guys. Yeah. I think I'm going to sit this one out.
I just feel like the Tigers are cooked.
Yeah.
Regardless of tonight's outcome, I think the inevitable is the Guardians win the next two. They have the tiebreaker going into the weekend atop the division. I like their chances against Texas. And I don't like the Tigers' chances against Boston.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You've got Messick going on Thursday, and normally, you know, this is going to be like a seventh start. And I'd be thinking, well, that's a rookie in a big spot on Thursday. It is a night game. We don't have that stupid getaway game Thursday. Like, the lights are going to be plenty bright. Well, Detroit's throwing a bullpen game. So that already, it's kind of like, when you defer the kickoff, to the second half, you have a 1% chance better of winning that game,
right,
which is why everybody defers. Not everybody, but most teams defer. That's kind of how I feel like when I'm going, at first I had a rookie, but now you're going to have a bullpen game. I don't want to say I've already won that game, but I feel very confident about that game. So now it's just, can you split the next two?
Right. the Guardians are in the driver's seat, in my view. They're obviously on the uptick. They got hot when it matters most. Their pitching has gotten on, in spite of everything that has gone on this season. The bullpen has been spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Bullpens here, we've become spoiled, I think, here in Cleveland. Carl Willis is a magician. Mm-hmm. I don't think that man gets enough credit externally. I know in the Major League Baseball circles, he's very much respected
mm-hmm.
and gets credit. But I'm just talking about external. I don't think Carl Willis gets enough credit for the job he does. The Guardians, for the most part, have had really, really good bullpens going back to when they were the Indians days as well. They just always seem to find a way to put together good pens.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always seem to find a way to get just enough out of the starting rotation. Because this rotation is not a 7-8 or a complete game rotation.
Mm-hmm.
This pitching staff's like a tag team. Get you 5 or 6, tag, you're it. Finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have this formula that just is working right now. And it's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the offense makes you chew your fingernails. And you wonder if anyone can make contact with the baseball at times. But the pitching is just so fun to watch. And Carl Willis is like the mad scientist behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That I think that's really making all of this go.
I mean,
he just doesn't get enough love, in my opinion.
If you make the playoffs, now I maybe want to say when you make the playoffs, because you're 6 deep in the rotation, instead of a opener, do you go double up on starting pitchers for that first series where you go, all right, we're going to give Gavin 4, maybe 5 innings, and then maybe you go Cantillo after him? Where because you have, so instead of trying to like go, all right.
So your 6-man rotation becomes a 3-man rotation, but
you just double up in that first series.
Doubling up, yeah. And then just getting yourself back to the back end of the bullpen.
Because this is no disrespect.
You try to go 4-4-1 or 4-3-2.
Listen, if you have a great game and Gavin can go 5 or 6, okay, maybe today we're not going to do that. But you go in with a plan of we have to showcase our starters, because you have the opposite plan of last year, where it was like, I got one starter I can count on, maybe a Matt Boyd option in there. And then, hey, we're going to throw, this guy's going to throw 2 innings, or this guy's going to throw 2 innings, and then you bullpen it the whole way. I think the opposite. I think there might be 2 relievers I truly trust right now. I like to throw some of those guys, but you can't use the same formula. Whereas it was like, all right, we're going to go Cade Smith, then Gattis, then Emmanuel, and that's going to be 4 innings of work, and we just got to find 1 or 2 innings from other guys. You can't really do that this year because Cade's now your closer.
Right.
Gattis has been iffy this year. I mean, I think what you're seeing with the bullpen this year and why they had to reinvent it is, and I think they predicted this, you just pitched them so much last year, so many of those guys just ran out of gas.
I hope Stephen Vogt is listening right now and he takes you up on your suggestion.
But he has to say, courtesy of Nick Wilson.
Yes, you do.
I do want credit for it. If it's one thing that I want in this world,
it's credit.
It's credit. The Browns did not give me credit for guaranteeing a win on Friday.
Actually,
they went after the haters, by the way. They went after the people who nobody picked us. Oh, the 8 Fox commentators all picked Green Bay. J.W. Johnson tweeted about J-Dubs. Buddy, where's my Nick Wilson guaranteed the win? What about the homers? You gave the haters their juice. You gave them their minute. Where's the homers? Same thing with Stephen Vogt.
Yeah, well, the homers don't generate the reactions that the haters do. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, but I still want credit. I don't know if I explained that one sufficiently.
No, there's 2 things you want in life: free food and credit.
Yeah, well, I mean, just food in general.
And it's
a little bit sweeter if it is free.
And then if you are the reason for the free food, you also want the credit for the free food.
Oh yeah, I mean, I get to take credit for this because it's my birthday.
Yes, 100%.
So I don't really even have to eat like you were very, very thoughtful.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Bringing cupcakes to set up this whole little surprise.
If it wasn't your birthday, you would not have cupcakes today.
No, but very, very kind. But if I wasn't born, you wouldn't be doing this.
100%.
And that's what people are saying.
Exactly.
So I mentioned the three true outcomes for the Tigers, and how I think right now they're the most likely of those three outcomes for them is they just miss the playoffs.
They're
and
home
by
for
the way,
winter.
I do want the Tigers in the playoffs. And I don't mean it in like the, we're going to beat that ass. No, I want them there because it's more fun. I beat Boston the first round of the playoffs, whatever. The Yankees, I don't really care. The Tigers, I just think the Tigers and Guardians match up so well that it would be a really fun first round, no matter if you win or lose. But I'll go Tigers are going to miss the playoffs. I think that's the most likely outcome for you of those three true outcomes. Win the Central, secure a wild card spot, or miss the playoffs. Where do you land with the Guardians?
Win the division. They're going to win the Central. I firmly believe it. In my gut.
You're not going to wait like 5 minutes and then say they're not going to win the
division? No, because I pride myself on my wavering and my thoughtfulness and my back and forth and also my consistency in doing all of the previously mentioned.
Many of those things contradicted each other, just real quick.
They're going to win the division. I'm standing by it. They're going to win at minimum two or three games, and they go into the weekend in the driver's seat to basically send the Tigers into the offseason.
I mean, mathematically, the safer play is you have a wild card spot now, so it stands to reason your job is to not screw that up, even if you are still striving for the division, but I agree. I think...
They went 2-3. That's the thing. They have the tiebreaker.
Yep.
So you leave this series, at worst, tied atop the division with the tiebreaker in your back pocket, and then... You need to take 2-3 to win it basically outright, mm-hmm. because I think that the Tigers are going to take on Boston and lose 2-3.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Boston right now, or sorry, if you're Detroit right now, and I know we heard some of it with Jim just a couple minutes ago, you have to look at this and go, this could not have played out worse for us.
Right, 100%.
And I don't know they felt this way 17 games ago
when
you were
Boston?
Up so significantly, but now you've got, okay, the team we struggle with, even with our ace, that beat us in the playoffs last year, that just swept us, and after that, arguably a better team than even the Guardians are right now in the Boston Red Sox, who are a more complete team who can beat you in a different way.
If this goes the way I believe it's going to go, the defining moment is going to be last week when the Guardians beat Scooble. Mm-hmm. That's when the Tigers lost the division, in my opinion.
Oh, I'm going to say I think it's tonight.
Okay.
I think tonight can be that. If you beat Scooble two times in a row... I mean, this guy will win the Cy Young. I think it's kind of fait accompli at this point. And I think this one matters more because, like, there's just times where you look at another team and go, they need this one slightly more than you do. And by the way, they're already the favorites. The Tigers are the betting favorite in tonight's game. So you're the underdog at home. Why? Because of Scooble. The other two games, you are not going to be the underdog. If I almost guaranteed something there that I'm not going to guarantee because I would never want to jinx this team like this. But like, you will be the favorite again for the rest of this season if you win tonight.
By the way, Paul Hoynes just posted 29,000 tickets sold for tonight's game, so good seats still available.
So the Guardians asked, "Hey, show up, like show up, do the thing, right?" And the fans have done that. It's funny, like when J-Dub said the thing before the Cincinnati game, it struck me a specific sort of way. And I maybe went too hard at him about that because it was like, hey, don't tell me how to fan, right? I didn't take Stephen Vogt saying that the other night the same way. And which I don't know if maybe it's just my relationship to the Guardians as opposed to my relationship with the Browns. But like when I thought that was a call to arms for Stephen Vogt.
Yeah.
And again, like maybe I was just being unfair to J.W. Johnson on that one. But like I thought Vogt was like, no, we're go time. Let's make sure we're all there. Let's make sure we get as many fans here to give us that home field advantage.
Yeah. And let's be honest about it. There have been years where the Guardians have been in this position before. And there'd be 18,000 people in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is, but it does feel like sometimes baseball fans in this town do need a little extra encouragement to get in the ballpark. And I think a big part of that, though, is we all have big screen TVs at home.
Yeah. I mean, baseball is a very good watch on TV. I also think it's middle of the week.
Yeah.
Middle of the week.
School and Mac, also school day.
It's also worth noting, too, that Hoynesy had tweeted out an hour earlier that the expectation for tonight was 25,000. Mm. So in an hour, that went up by about 4,000 tickets.
I'm going to say that's the Nick Wilson and Daryl Ryder bump. I'm just going to take the credit on that. Roger and Lyndhurst, where are you at with this Tigers-Guardians series tonight?
I hope the Guardians, I was going to say Indians for a minute. I hope they sweep. I think they're going to win tonight. My prediction is 5 out of 6.
So, 5 out of 6 definitely comfortably gets you into the AL Central and hosting the first round. So we like that.
And Nick, just so you know who this is, thank you for the donation today.
Oh, you're welcome, buddy. Roger just lost his. Roger has a service dog named Watson, who's a gold retriever. Golden retrievers. He's in the process of trying to get a new service pup. So not only did he lose his pup, but he lost his service dog. That's a lot to lose at once. If you guys want to see the GoFundMe, it is on my Facebook account if you guys want to help out. Roger, still thinking about you with Watson, buddy. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you.
Bye. All right, buddy. Be good. Roger was afraid I might toss him off the air. And I was like, dude, you just told me your dog died. Like, I might be afraid of very little. We are here to help you with the loss of your pup. So again, Roger's an awesome dude, huge Guardians fan, longtime season ticket holder, and just lost his pup. So hopefully we can get that win for Roger and Watson. So 216-474-0092. If you had to bet on one happening, Guardians win the Central, Guardians secure the wild card spot, or Guardians miss the playoffs, where are you betting today? And dumb rule changes in sports in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.